My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Well, hello and welcome to this week's health update with Seth Williams, filling in for Roy Williams, being the inspiration for this show itself, actually. These are lessons that I wrote intending to teach to my son, but they were originally inspired from the books that Dad told me to read and the lessons that he's taught me throughout the years. So, without further ado, let's begin. Lessons for My Children by Seth Williams, taken in part and inspired by Napoleon Hill and Roy Williams. 1. We are the only animals on earth that can determine our futures. All other animals are given a set of instincts that will do the job for them. Humans, on the other hand, have the ability to shape our lives to whatever we want. These lessons are being made to give you what you need in a pinch. You will never have to ask what will work in this situation. If you learn these lessons well, you will have the ability to reach any and all the goals you set all the days of your life. If you ever find yourself in a place where you don't like what you have become, remember this. If you want your surroundings to change, you must first change your attitude. It is our attitude at the beginning of a task that most determines how it turns out. It works like this. A good attitude, good results. Poor or average attitude, poor or average results. Great attitude, great results. The world will give you back what you put out in the form of attitude. There are millions of people living poor, dark, and shaded lives simply because they take a poor attitude toward themselves and life in general. We get what we expect, and our attitude is the paintbrush in which we color our world. It is hard to convince people sometimes that life is a reflection of their attitude. They take a reflective attitude that if people are nice to them, then they'll be nice in return. That's like a person sitting in front of a cold fireplace waiting for the heat. They don't seem to understand that until they put fuel in there, there will be no heat. It is up to us to act first. It has to start somewhere. Let it begin with us. Attitude is the reflection of the person inside. Just think of those people who go sailing through life from one success to another, who, when they occasionally fail at something, they shrug it off and head right back out again. No matter what a person does, where you find a person doing an outstanding job and getting outstanding results, you will find the person with a great attitude. They take the attitude that achievement is the natural order of things, and for them it is. They take the attitude that there is no good reason on earth that they can't be as successful and as competent as anyone else. They have a healthy attitude toward themselves and therefore toward life itself. Because of this, they accomplish some remarkable things and come to be called successful and outstanding and brilliant and lucky and so on. They're quite frequently no smarter or more talented than most other people, but they have the right attitude. They find their accomplishments not that hard simply because it seems so few others are really trying or really believe in themselves. As for luck, forget it. Luck is what happens when preparedness meets opportunity. And opportunity is there all the time. Successful people come in all shapes, sizes, intellects, colors, but they all have one thing in common. They expect more good out of life than bad. We expect to succeed more than they fail. And they do. There are things that you want, worthwhile things. Now go and take the attitude that there are a lot more reasons why you can reach those goals than reasons you can't. Go after them and work at it and keep our attitude positive, cheerful, and expectant, and we'll get them. Our attitude, our world, is our environment. It is impersonal. It doesn't care who succeeds or who fails, nor does it care if we change our attitude toward life. It doesn't affect life, and it doesn't affect the world or the people in it nearly as much as it affects us. It would be impossible to even estimate the number of jobs that have been lost, promotions or good grades missed, sales lost, or marriages ruined by poor attitudes. But you can name in the millions jobs which are held but hated, marriages which are tolerated but unhappy, and the parents and children who fail to understand and love one another all because of those people who are waiting for the world and others to change toward them. They don't seem to understand that what they are getting is a reflection of themselves. Nothing can change until we do. When we change, our worlds will change, and the answer is attitude. Well, how does one develop a good attitude? The same way that one develops any other skill, practice. One good way is to stick a small card on the bathroom mirror with the word attitude printed on it. You may put another one in the car, another one at work, as a reminder. Remember, if you want things to change, you have to change. And the place to start is with our attitude. Everything we do or want to get done must be done with and through people. Every dollar we will ever earn must come from people. Everything worthwhile, the person we love, and the person we want to spend the rest of our life with is a human being with whom we must interact. Our children are individuals, each as different as any other person who has ever lived. Someone once said that life is dull only for dull people. Well, it's true. And it's true, of course, that life is interesting only to interesting people. And life is successful only to successful people. We must be the epitome, the embodiment of success before it will come to us. We must first become mentally, from an attitude standpoint, the people we wish to become. The great German philosopher and writer Goethe put it this way: before you can do something, you must be something. When you begin to develop a better attitude, realize that you have already placed yourself in the top 5% of the people, the most successful people on earth. You have placed yourself on the road to what you seek. You have prepared the ground. You have only to plant the seed. First, it is our attitude at the beginning of a difficult task that will determine the outcome. Number two, our attitude toward others will determine their attitude toward us. Three, before you can achieve the life that you want, you must think, act, talk, and conduct ourselves in all of your affairs as with the person you want to become. Keep a mental picture of that person before you as often as you can. Four, remember, the higher you go in any organization of value, the better the attitudes you will find. And attitudes are not results of success. The success is the result of the great attitude. And finally, the deepest craving of the human being is for recognition and self-esteem, to be needed, to feel important, to be recognized and appreciated. And that includes our loved ones and everyone else we come in contact with throughout our days. That concludes the first lesson, that lessons for my son and inspired by Napoleon Hill. From there, we move on to the next lesson that is for my son and daughter. That's David and Emily. I'm writing you this lesson because it may be the most important of all the lessons I've made for you. I know that there will come a day that with all the prosperity you have and with all the knowledge that you have acquired, that you will come to the realization that there's something missing. There's still a hole that can't be filled. That missing piece is Jesus. It will be the greatest day of my life when you come to accept Christ as your Savior. To know that we will be able to spend eternity together, this is probably best explained, or up to this point was best explained to me by Kent Hovind. After this video, you can go check him out. That's Kent Hovind or Dr. Dino. Number one, we will be dead much longer than we are alive. This means that we better find out who God is and what he wants, because he made this place and that means he makes the rules. Number two, there is a God. And the best way that this has ever been explained to me is simply this. How many hurricanes have to go through how many junkyards before you get a Cadillac? Essentially, saying there is no God is saying exactly that. That if enough hurricanes go through enough junkyards, you'll end up with a Cadillac. Right? Okay, so think about it like this. It's impossible for anything good or beneficial to fall together. It must be put together by a designer. If you look at the clock on the wall, you will see it and understand that the clock could never have fell together. But this is exactly what must happen if there is no God. Do you think that in a million years, possibly, the bottom of that clock could have formed in a perfect circle with no rough edges, clean and perfect the way it is? Then the metal pegs formed and somehow the wind blew them into place and the sun bonded them together. And now the gears inside the clock could have been formed by molten lava that just happened to be there but not close enough to burn the actual rest of the clock or the paper. And then after the gears accidentally perfectly formed and the numbers were accidentally put to the piece of paper and the paper in perfect space apart, and then the lava spit the couple of hands accidentally landed in the proper place. Now, the big happening and lightning strikes accidentally and gives life to this clock. And it not only does it spin now, but it ticks perfectly without flaw, keeping perfect time. You really think that happened? In a million years, billion years, a trillion years? No. You say that can never happen, right? Not a chance. The earth and all its workings are more delicate and complicated and complex than any clock. One single cell of your body is more complex than a space shuttle. There are billions of them working every second of every day to keep you alive in unison doing their job. You think that fell together? There is a God. Now, Jesus is the answer to salvation. He is the only way to heaven that I have come, and I've come to this conclusion after studying Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and a few more. The only philosophy that makes sense is Christianity, living as Christ lived. In Buddhism, you try to live with nothing or become the Buddha. The end result of this philosophy is obviously death, for to live without air and water and food equals dead, right? Islam teaches that you must convert others, and if they refuse, then you must tax them. If they will not be taxed, then you must kill them. That just breeds a lot of killing, and it's not going to work when taken to the end, because then you end up with one Muslim, because you, after killing all the non-Muslims, then you have to kill those who are not as Muslim as you, which we have seen in those countries. And this philosophy just doesn't play out very well. Now, Christianity played out to its fullest philosophy ends in everyone living in peace and accepting others' mistakes and being forgiven of our own. This is truly the only religion that makes sense. Furthermore, it says that in the Bible that all those who hate me love death. It seems to hold true for the religions as well as the individuals. You see, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love your neighbor as you would love yourself. And then finally, the last commandment, that was more important than them all. Treat one another as I have treated you. That was Jesus's final decree to us. So, I recommend studying them all the religions, and making your decision. If your decision is already made at some point, you should study other religions to make sure that you are correct. Jefferson said, "Question with boldness even the very existence of God, for if there be a God, surely he would prefer honest questioning opposed to blindfolded faith." That's what I've done, is questioned with boldness, with true intent of finding an answer, and this is what I've come up with. I hope that the lesson resonates. Now, number 5 is I would watch Kent Hovind's series on creation, dinosaurs, the age of the earth, and also to include in this, I would include Shepherd's Chapel's version. These are two really knowledgeable ways of thinking, and both have merit, and I think that either or could be absolutely true. I'm not 100% on, but it doesn't matter. What matters is what's happening going forward and what you believe in. But it is fun to learn the age of the earth and Kent Hovind's take on that. And the take that is in the Bible that you have not seen. It's really unique. Number 6 is study, practice, and teach. If you believe something, you must study it. Then you must put it into practice. If it works, what you learn, then you learn if it works. Once you are convinced that it works, then it is your job to teach others. This is study, practice, and teach. I'm doing my very best to teach you both what I know. I hope I have provided a good example. I love you both and truly enjoy being your dad. And God is proud to be your father, as I am sure both of you will make us both proud. That was the conclusion of the second lesson for my children. Now, to continue, attitude. Approach every situation expecting awesome and wonderful happenings. A man will get back the attitude he gives. So a man should give his best attitude in everything he decides to do, knowing that wonderful things always happen to men and for men and because of men who keep great attitudes. Man is the creator of his reality. Think. People are what we think about most. A man is goal-seeking by design. Humans travel toward their dominant or most frequent thoughts. So you should always consider, 1, should I do this? And 2, what is the best outcome of this action? What is there that I should learn from this situation? Do I know how to do this? What meaning could I find from this action? Could I finish this before it is started? Why am I doing this? Men become what they think about, so his thoughts should be pleasing, happy, strong, clear, worthy of his time. If mine are not, then it is up to me to change my thoughts, and this will change my reality. Truth. Cause and effect. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Whatever happens, there's a reason. Find that reason, then you can change what is happening. So if I do not like what is happening to me, then I find what the cause is, I change that cause, and I can change the effect. It works like this with every aspect of life. Just imagine if we knew the cause of disease. The reason that they don't find the cause for disease is because if you knew the cause, you could stop the disease. You could change it. You could alter the whole situation. But the pharmaceutical industry and your government will never find the cause for anything. For to find the cause is given, it gives the person the ability to change the effect every time. So what we always want to do is pay attention and learn what caused this situation. What's the effect? And we can even go from being reactive to then saying, if I do this, what will be the effect? So you can start things and change what effects your life will have by changing what you're doing. This puts you in control. This puts you in the driver's seat. This is putting you in charge of your life. So, take that, and then from cause and effect, we build into all that builds life is cultivated, and all that degrades life is removed. The purpose or the objective in life is to build everything, all the good attributes and values and the things that make life better in ourselves, and to remove all the negatives. Now, I've also found that one of the easiest ways to identify this and to do this is to name the negatives, because it's really easy to find the negative things. So one of the things we want to do is we want to look at our life and go, hey, what do I not want to become? And this has been wildly effective. Well, I don't want to be broke, right? So broke's bad. Like, broke is kind of rough. It's harder. Life is harder on people that don't have money. So I should probably read a book or try to find, probably get a job, probably do some work and figure out how I can earn or leverage money, right? So I don't want to be broke and I don't want to be dumb. Being ignorant's really hard. So the more ignorant I am, the harder life will be on me and the tougher I must be. So if I don't want to be ignorant, what should I do? I should probably read a book or something, right? And, you know, being broke and ignorant is probably about as bad as life could get unless you were sick. So broke, ignorant, sick. Now that trio is probably absolutely as horrible as life could get. Well, I mean, unless you're ugly. So broke, ignorant, sick, ugly. This tells us exactly what we want to strive for. We want to be wealthy, intelligent. We want to be healthy. And we want to look good. Then we should probably work toward those goals. See, our minds identify negatives much more easily than they identify positives. That's why the news is always negative, and that's why it always gets the ratings. The truth be told, though, is if we want life to change, we must change the way we think and change our attitudes. So it's not a bad thing to identify the negatives, which is what they keep you from trying to do today. Today they say, well, you can't say this, and you can't be that, you can't call someone this, and in reality, we have to identify the negative, but then we have to get people to focus on the positive. When the negative is identified without giving a way to alter things or to change to the positive, then we've done people no service at all. And this is where the news is destroying the country. It's because it simply puts all the negative out there and never gives the way to fix it. And that's not reporting, that's just mean. So we should say, you know, hey, it's all right to report all the bad things going on, but you got to give us a way to fix the things. To take a child and to tell them that they're doing wrong is a good thing. But to leave them in that mess is a bad thing. You got to give them a way out. You got to show them the way up. You got to help them. So this is, now I'm running short on time here. We're getting close to the end of this, but I just want to say that I really appreciate y'all. I appreciate you listening, and I enjoy doing this. Be sure that you let us know if you like these shows, if you would like more information like this, or just any feedback is always good. Remember, we are at NHC Herb Shop in Killen and Herbs and More in Athens, Alabama. We are not paid. We don't have any commercials on here because we pay for our own time so that we can bring you information, and we love your feedback. So anything that you have to say, you know, any criticisms or any, you know, compliments would be greatly appreciated. We hear from you a lot, and I talk to a lot of you, and you are some of the most intelligent and fun people that I've met, and just want you to know that you are appreciated. So you can give us a call at 256-757-0660 if you need any supplements, nutrients, things like that to build your health, to become a better version of yourself, or to beat or overcome or to support diseases and issues that you may be having there. Please give us a call, and be sure that you tell Dad how good of a job he does, because listening to me should show how good he really is at this. So I appreciate your time, and that is the conclusion of this, or today's health update, with Seth Williams filling in for Roy Williams.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.